As they were speaking to the people, the priest, captain of the temple, and Sadducees came up to them, being greatly agitated because they were teaching, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Last Friday, our text was from Acts chapter 3. We read about Peter and John healing the beggar lame from his mother's womb, and then Peter taking the opportunity to preach Christ to the people, calling them to repentance, calling them to believe in the resurrected Savior. As chapter 4 opens, we read that this agitated the religious leaders. They had Peter and John arrested and put into jail. In Acts chapter 4, verse 4, Luke writes, "But many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Following that statement are these words. Words found in Acts chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. "Now it happened that on the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem. And Annas the high priest was there, and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of high priestly descent. And when they had placed them in their midst, they began to inquire, 'By what power or in what name have you done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being examined today for a good deed done to a sick man, as to how this man has been saved from his sickness, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.'" Once again, Peter turns the attention away from himself and to King Jesus. The rulers asked a straightforward question, and Peter gave them a straightforward answer, an answer that came from him who was filled with the Holy Spirit. "This lame beggar was made well," Peter preached, "in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene." He then declared boldly to the Sanhedrin that they crucified Jesus, but God raised him from the dead. And he went on, and he said that it's by the name of Jesus who is the Christ that this once lame man was standing before them in good health. He makes clear this healing did not take place by the power or in the name of Peter or John or any other mere man, but by the God-man, Jesus of Nazareth. Peter ends this, his third sermon that we have recorded for us in Acts, declaring that there is salvation in no one else and in no other name under heaven. Salvation is exclusively found in Jesus the Christ. The message Peter preached that day remains the message to be proclaimed in our day. Salvation is found in Christ alone. He is not a way, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Table Talk Magazine by Ligonier Ministries is working through the book of Acts through this 2024 calendar year. In February, they covered this text. They did so over 2 days. After the second day, the Coram Deo entry read this way: "There is a strong pressure in our generation to compromise on the exclusivity of Christ for salvation. We can be called ignorant or intolerant for affirming that we can be saved only by trusting in Jesus. Yet, The truth is that only those who believe in Jesus will be saved. And there is nothing more loving than to declare that fact. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.